The Merry Widow. I like to watch. As a female owner of an exclusive lingerie shop in Greenwich Village, I am witness to the gamut of shopping scenarios. Young professional women buying their first good bra, new moms looking to regain their confidence post-baby, older affluent women who know what they want and don't mind what they spend. These women I aim to assist with the pure intention of having them leave feeling beautiful and confident. But for the voyeur, or the voyeuse in me, I enjoy watching couples who come in shopping for sweet nothings, and believing no one is paying attention, get it on in the dressing room. In truth, owning the shop is a hobby for me. I married well, was sadly widowed, and between my inheritance and investments, I never need to work again. My dear husband and I loved lingerie play, and I kept quite the collection for our mutual pleasure. Corsets and merry widows, garters and stockings, peekaboo knickers, you name it. We made quite the game out of dress-up, usually leading up to me enjoying multiple orgasms and him exploding in my mouth or in my rear, but only after hours of toying with each other. Oh yes, we were hardcore anal lovers. It got to the point where we bypassed regular intercourse altogether. Or if we did have quote-unquote regular intercourse, it was almost a nostalgic appetizer to the main entree. I adored taking his fat cock in my rear, and he often played this fact to his advantage. Sometimes he would tease me mercilessly for an hour or more, licking my pussy and eating out my ass, finger-fucking both my holes, while bucking his cock into my face, until I positively begged him to crack my ass open. I loved how hard he would bugger me, almost violently, until he either shot his load deep in my rectum or pull out to ejaculate between my ass cheeks, and then press his warm semen back into my ass with his cock, stuffing the cream back into the pie, if you will. He was a real artist that way. Alas, dear husband passed away suddenly, leaving me with a trust fund, a closet full of beautiful, sexy underthings, and a valise full of sex toys. At first, I thought I would find someone after the mourning period, but over time, and after a few unsatisfactory experiences, I realized I much more enjoyed pleasuring myself and would rather spend my energy facilitating the adornment of the female body for others' benefit. It seemed like a natural step to open a shop offering high-end lingerie, since I was already so familiar with all the makes, and with what pleases the eye, and what feeds the libido. Everything I sell is curated and handpicked. There is nothing in my shop that you can buy at Bloomingdale's. If you are looking for a 3-pack of bikini bottoms, or a workout top, you won't find them at my shop, sorry. If, however, you are looking to thrill your man or lady love, come visit me. People are comfortable with me as a lingerie salesperson. I have somewhat of a soigné, librarian look. Early 40s, still slim figure with a full bust. Hair usually done up in a twist. Stylish glasses, classic heels. They don't need to know I'm representing underneath my clothing, and I'm usually wearing thigh highs, see-through panty and bra. And if I'm in the mood, a butt plug. Gotta keep life interesting. I take pride in helping bona fide customers get fitted for the perfect undergarment, whatever their life stage. But observing new lovers shop for lingerie is one of my favorite pastimes. I make a game of seeming self-effacing, almost dowdy, and blending into the surroundings, leaving lovers to shop, and if I'm lucky, pleasure themselves in my shop. I have nothing against it. In fact, pleasure was a catalyst for opening this shop. Case in point, the other day, a man and a woman came in,